Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's our fall membership drive, and I'll get back to that in just a moment. The migration of monarch butterflies is at hand, and these important pollinators depend on Ohio's native perennials for sustenance along the way. We're talking about the imperative of native plants and fall gardening today. Known as Ohio's Garden Sage, Deborah Kanapke is an author, teacher, lecturer, and blogger on all things gardening. And she's a great friend of 89.7 NPR News. Welcome back, Deb.
Nice to be connected, at least by voice.
I know. And Mary Maloney has led the operations of the Chadwick Arboretum and Learning Gardens at Ohio State for 27 years. She's also been a great friend of 89.7 NPR News, and we're lucky to have her join us before she retires on September 30th. Mary Maloney, congratulations on that, and thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you, Ann. Good to be here.
This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive. We count on listeners for the most important part of our budget. We rely on listener support to bring you great programs every day. Please make your gift right now at WOSU.org or by calling 866-897-9678. I'm pretty excited about this. When you make a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer, your thank you gift will include a pair of native perennial plants that will be purchased by WOSU on behalf of your donation and then planted by Chadwick Arboretum. That's $12.50 a month as a sustainer, and then your native plants will assist in restoring a pollinator habitat at the Arboretum. This area is called Arboretum North. It serves as a monarch way station, and the restoration project is a huge undertaking in collaboration with Ohio State's Bee Lab. Be a part of this project and help WOSU share the message of conservation. Make a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150 at WOSU.org or when you call 866-897-9678. Your gift today will do amazing things. You'll be supporting public radio, and a pair of native perennials will help restore an important pollinator habitat. Make a gift today and support All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Every day, All Sides brings you in-depth conversations about important issues. Talking about the news of the day is important, but talking about taking care of the environment and the importance of pollinators, that's important too. Support a show that brings you a variety of important topics day in and day out, from politics to pollinators. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Mary Maloney, the Chadwick Arboretum and Learning Gardens hosts a monarch butterfly way station to help them along their way. Tell us about the pollinator habitat and the restoration project that's underway.
Well, with development all around the city of Columbus, and especially on our campus, we're fighting for fragments of landscapes that we can turn into significant sites for migrating butterflies, for beneficial insects, for birds of all sorts. So to get this ecosystem in balance, we're recommitting to the restoration of the Arboretum North Hillside, and I am thrilled that you're partnering on this opportunity to help us bring more native plants, a greater diversity of native plants, to our Arboretum North site.
Thank you for that. You're welcome. And I love this idea, Deb Kanapke, of helping us. You know, we're helping each other through all of this. And that's kind of what it's going to take. We've been talking about pollinators. I mean, it's kind of like another side of a coin in my conversations with you over the years.
And not only that, I mean, when I think of pollinators, it's not just the insects that are there, but they're also, you know, the ones that actually go for nectar and pollen. But it's also for those insects that eat those insects who do that. And it's the whole web of life when you think about it. The pollinator garden is a way for us to interact with nature. We can name it so we know what we're doing. But it's even more than that. It's really a global statement to create a pollinator garden or any garden that's stops the fragmentation of our natural places or that helps against the fragmentation of our natural places.
I was talking with a naturalist, Julie Zicafus, yesterday about mm-hmm. the impact on the migration of birds, particularly in the northwest of the country, the Great Northwest, because of the wildfires. And we're lucky here in Central Ohio that natural disasters like that aren't something that we have to grapple with, that we are here now, things are doing okay naturally. We just need to help it out now, right, Mary Maloney?
That's right. And we have to be very proactive and very clear about the urgency of these pocket pollinator gardens, whether it's in your home landscape or at the 60-acre Chadwick Arboretum on campus. It's critical, and it's really our obligation as Earth citizens to really support this in a very committed way. And once again, I'm just grateful for this collaboration with WOSU to promote this critical issue of increasing pollinator habitat in our local community here in Columbus.
Deb Kanapke, you selected the native perennials as part of today's thank you gift. Tell us what you selected and why them.
Actually, I was sent a list, a short list, and I really haven't seen what was selected.
Oh, okay.
I would love to see them because I thought I was going to get to help choose.
Yeah, I thought you were too. So
I thought it was too.
Ergo the question, right?
You know, it's those details that go underneath. But I will say, for people who are looking for the quote unquote right plants for a pollinator garden, if you get members of the daisy family, the mint family, the parsley celery family, those three families are huge in a lot of our insect pollinators. And for birds, oh my gosh, the purple coneflower. Mm-hmm. It not only covers the insects, but then it's great seed for our finches and some other birds too. I'm trying to pull all this in. But we also need these insects because, believe it or not, there are bats at night that also look for insects to eat that come to our night blooming flowers. So depending on what you want in a garden, if you want a moon garden and you have a lot of white flowers in it, those also attract pollinators and moths who pollinate, but also are eaten by our other fauna at night. So it's global. There's so much that happens because somebody decided to put a pollinator garden in.
This is Fall Membership Drive on 89.7 NPR News, and this hour is all about gardening. We're talking about native perennials, plants, and trees with Ohio's garden sage, Deborah Kanapke. Also joining us is Mary Maloney, the executive director of Chadwick Arboretum. We love having Deb and Mary on the show. Talking about gardening is an All Sites fan favorite, and that's why we're asking you for your gift of support right now while this show is on the air. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. We are very excited about our thank you gift for this hour. It's something we've never done before, and I hope you'll make it a success. When you make a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150, two native perennial plants will be purchased by WOSU on your behalf and planted by Chadwick Arboretum to assist with restoring a pollinator habitat at the Arboretum. Help WOSU share the message of conservation and support public radio with a gift right now. Make that gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer, and your gift will go farther because it will support public radio and help restore a pollinator habitat. Again, that's $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150 at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. All Sides covers issues impacting life in Central Ohio. We've covered the COVID-19 pandemic, race issues in the upcoming election. We have covered the householder scandal at the Statehouse and issues with mail-in and early voting. All of these issues are very important. They need to be covered. But there's also room on this show for other topics like gardening, because we need a break from the news from time to time. But maybe in recent months you've spent more time in your own backyard garden. If having a show that covers the news and then also takes a break from the news is important to you, then we're asking you to support All Sides and 89.7 NPR News right now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And don't forget about our thank you gift. At $12.50 a month as a sustainer, two native perennial plants will be purchased by WOSU on behalf of your donation. They'll be planted at Chadwick Arboretum to help restore a pollinator habitat. You'll be doing double duty with your dollars. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. You know, just like people, you know, sometimes people can take for granted what's there every day for them. And Mary Maloney, I mean, it's the same thing with the plants. We just take for granted. We drive down the highway and they're everywhere. But they need to be, we need to be more conscious about how we're planting them and what we're planting, because over the course of time, as you mentioned, because of development, we have not been as conscious about what we're getting rid of in the process.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think during this time of reflection, which is what I'm calling the COVID time, so many of us have returned to our home landscapes and to public gardens in our communities as places of respite. And while we're there to gain sort of mental energy again, we're also discovering aspects of gardens, and we're finding that we're seeing a little bump up in our membership as people want to become engaged with the efforts of what they're seeing when they're on sort of a respite walk in the Arboretum. So I'm so grateful for that. I know the impact potential is there. I hope that we get a lot of sustaining members during this part of your show, because it will also benefit the efforts of Chadwick Arboretum.
You know, Deb Kanapke, we've had so much fun over in recent years with our other events revolving around membership drive. We can't do that right now because of the pandemic. But we know that all those people out there that enjoy those get-togethers, this is a way to show your support in a different and very important way.
And it's also a way that, when you need time for reflection, you can walk out to the North Arboretum at Chadwick and sit there and say, there's my plants doing what they need to be doing.
Right.
I know that sounds strange, but
no.
You know, when you give a brick, you go visit your brick.
Right.
You could go visit your plants.
Yeah, visit your plants and you can take a bow. I mean, it's the same thing when you turn on 89.7 NPR News. You know that you've shown support for your local public radio station, 89.7 NPR News. And it makes you feel good when you turn it on. You know you're part of the solution of what it takes to maintain a civil discourse in kind of a chaotic time right now. We need your support. We need you, listeners, to show your support for 89.7 NPR News so that every time you turn on the radio, every time you go online to listen, you know that you're part of that. It's a team effort. And the same thing with Chadwick Arboretum. You know when you go there to visit that pollinator garden that you're part of it. You've helped make it a success, and that's a good feeling. Thanks to Donna DeGrand from Columbus for your show of support today. Join Donna DeGrand. Show your support for 89.7 NPR News right now. Make the thank you gift at $12.50 a month as a sustainer. Two native perennial plants will be purchased by WOSU on behalf of your donation, and they will be planted at Chadwick Arboretum to help restore a pollinator habitat. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678, and thank you for your support. Mary Maloney, you're retiring at the end of the month, and I know I'm going to get to see you as time goes on because we're friends, but what was the most important thing? What's touched you over this 27 years of service to the OSU community and to the Chadwick Arboretum and Learning Gardens?
It's been an absolute privilege to be a leader in providing a platform for this campus community and our Central Ohio community to have 60 acres of gardens on a land grant university campus. It's the potential is so impactful, and it's been humbling to me with the volunteers, the donors, everyone who comes forward to help us move this site forward. over the years, and every time they come to give a two-hour work stint, it's, I don't know, to see this whole site evolve. In Arboretum North, I just looked at a photo that a colleague shared the other day, and we looked from, the photo was from 1997, before we planted 1,000 trees native to Ohio up at that site. You know, there's a 3.5-acre research lake that was residual to the development of State Route 315 that we now have on site. It's a catch and release. These, you know, when I'm out there as just a citizen that no one knows who my capacity with the Arboretum, and I see them fishing, I see young children pointing to a butterfly, I see a young couple holding hands, walking around that lake, you know, it's just infinite pleasures, and the responsibility has been huge. The results have been very impactful, and I'm grateful for this opportunity to have served as a leader for Chadwick Arboretum.
Thanks to Paulette Pierce of Columbus and also Miriam Cox of Columbus for your support of 89.7 NPR News. We cannot take things for granted like the Chadwick Arboretum and Learning Gardens. It's a green reserve of over 60 acres located within the main campus of Ohio State. It's right here for anybody to use. And that's the same thing with 89.7 NPR News. Anybody can turn on the radio. They can go online to listen to WOSU.org. It's free. You don't have to pay. But we do need your support. If you're in a position to show support for 89.7 NPR News, this hour, you have a really special opportunity to not only support 89.7 NPR News, but to also support a special garden at the Chadwick Arboretum and Learning Gardens on the OSU campus. With your gift, you'll be supporting public radio and helping to restore a pollinator habitat. And it's our way of saying thank you for that donation. Your gift to 89.7 NPR News right now supports the conversations you hear on all sides in the months to come. We talk about local issues and we discuss global issues with a local perspective. And that's what we're doing right now. We're talking about the importance of pollinator gardens. It's a local thing. You have to do it locally. You can't always be expecting some kind of global response to something. This is a classically local issue that we, only we in the local area can address. All Sides is a show you're not going to find anywhere else on the radio, only on 89.7 NPR News. So go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And this thank you gift is $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150 at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. And if you've been a sustaining member at $10 a month for a while now, we thank you very much for that ongoing support. But consider increasing that gift to $12.50 a month. That's an extra $2.50 a month. When you make that increase, you'll be helping to ensure important news and information continues on 89.7 NPR News in the months to come. And you can have two native perennials planted at Chadwick Arboretum on your behalf. So consider increasing that sustaining membership today to $12.50 a month at WOSU.org or call us at 866-897-9678. Deb Knapke, why do we have to plant native perennials? Why don't they just grow? Is that a stupid question?
I'm sorry. I'm sitting here laughing, and I can hear Mary laughing too.
Because you know, they're native, right?
Well, native, yes, but a lot of times when we develop, we do something what's called an upside down soil. We scrape off all the topsoil where the seeds are, and then we dig out a hole. And we build our building, and then we take all that stuff that was in the hole and we put it on top where the topsoil was so that we have subsoil on top of maybe some topsoil that's left and a leaching layer. So there aren't as many seeds down that far.
Okay.
So we've covered them up. And while seeds are tough and plants are tough, it's really hard to come up through 1 to 6 feet of soil. So that's one thing. Another thing is that we've changed our habitat so much that some of the plants that we consider to be our preferred plants often don't come up as much on their own because the seed bank is covered, but it also, there isn't a close by seed bank for the seeds to blow in or be brought in by other animals, depending on the way that they are spread. So we end up having to plant them. An interesting thing, when we do plant, and if we do plant in those upside down soils, as some of us like to call them, we have to amend those soils to bring them back to some semblance of what was there before with humus, organic matter, and loosening up that soil. Because also when we created our developed places, our urban spaces, we've also compacted that soil, which has made it even more difficult for our plants to come on through. So that's a couple of reasons why we end up having to plant them to replace these places that we've gotten rid of.
So Mary Maloney, when listeners support us with $12.50 a month as a sustainer, and the thank you gift is two native perennial plants that will be purchased by WOSU on behalf of those donations, and they'll be planted at Chadwick Arboretum. Where do you take it from there? You do the planting. Are you amending the soil? Are you nurturing these?
Yes. We have a newly ignited group of volunteers and faculty and Chadwick staff who have been since winter working on a consortium to really restore the intent of the Arboretum North hillside, where we hope to increase the numbers of beneficial insects, pollinators, butterflies, birds. And right now we're doing a bio inventory of the area. And we're asking citizen scientists and those who are firmly affiliated with our program to help us with this inventory so that we sort of know who's there now. And then we'll empirically be able to evaluate when we add the plants that we prescribe for the site, and we're looking from, you know, early spring to late fall, consistent blooming time, so that we can host a variety of insects, pollinators, and birds, it will return a vitality that we'll be able to measure at the site. So we haven't taken it to this degree in the past, but we sure have a great group with momentum going right now. Maybe some of the listeners would like to become involved with that project. There's a portal in the Chadwick Arboretum website to become a volunteer. And, this is critical gardening. I think all gardening is critical. But when we have the intent of returning a pollinator habitat, I'm thrilled about it. The engagement is substantial, and I hope that we have great momentum moving forward.
Well, I want to thank you, Mary Maloney, for joining us today, and wish you every best thing in your in the next chapter. I have a hard time imagining you sitting still. So thanks for all of your work over the last 27 years and every happiness going forward as you depart as executive director of the Chadwick Arboretum and Learning Gardens.
Well, thanks, Anne, and I hope this collaboration with WOSU can continue. And Deb Kanapke, who remains a solid volunteer for Chadwick Arboretum, and really the sage, the gardening sage for our local community. How lucky are we to have her?
I know.
And that you continue to have her on your program to help us get the word out. So to the listening public, I hope you will strongly consider supporting this initiative to return a pollinator habitat to Chadwick Arboretum while supporting WOSU. And thank you. You've been a game changer, too, in this community, and I'm grateful for everything that you do.
Right back at you. That's Mary Maloney. She's executive director of Chadwick Arboretum and Learning Gardens. That's a green reserve of over 60 acres, located within the main campus of Ohio State. Thanks to Mary Maloney for joining us. Deborah Kanapke is going to stay on. She's known as Ohio's Garden Sage. She's an author, teacher, lecturer, and blogger on all things gardening and a great supporter of 89.7 NPR News and Chadwick Arboretum, as you just heard from Mary Maloney. I want to say thanks to James Harpster from Gibsonburg for your support of 89.7 NPR News. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. Support the station you depend on at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. 2020 has been a year, to say the least. Many of us have been adapting to a new normal, and All Sides has been covering it all, from the pandemic to social justice and race issues to the 2020 election. Make a gift today in support of 89.7 NPR News and this show as well. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. For your gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer, your thank you gift will be two native perennial plants that will be purchased by WOSU on behalf of your donation, and they will be planted at Chadwick Arboretum. Your native plants will assist with restoring a pollinator habitat, which also happens to serve as a monarch way station at the largest area of the Arboretum called Arboretum North. This restoration project is a huge undertaking in collaboration with the director of OSU's The Bee Lab, Denise Ellsworth. Make a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustaining member or a one-time gift of $150 and help WOSU share the message of conservation. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Brett and Angela Johnson of Hilliard, thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News. We appreciate the vote of support because that's what it feels like. You know, it feels like you're telling us, you're telling us this is something that's important to you besides whatever dollar amount you might give us. With your gift, you'll be supporting public radio and helping restore a pollinator habitat. And this is our way of saying thank you for that donation. And your gift to 89.7 NPR News right now supports the conversations you hear on All Sides in the months to come. We talk about local issues. We discuss global issues with a local perspective. All Sides is a show you're not going to find anywhere else on radio. Only on 89.7 NPR News. So go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And this thank you gift is $12.50 a month as a sustainer for a one-time gift of $150 at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thank you to Susie Maynard of Blacklick for your show of support for 89.7 NPR News. If you have been a sustaining member at $10 a month for a while now, we thank you very much for that ongoing support. It matters. It means the world to us to have that to count on. But consider increasing that gift to $12.50 a month. So that's a $2.50 a month increase. When you make just that increase, you'll be helping to ensure important news and information continues on 89.7 NPR News in the months to come. And you can also have two native perennials planted at Chadwick Arboretum on your behalf. So consider increasing that sustaining membership today to $12.50 a month at WOSU.org or call us at 866-897-9678. Deb Kanapke, what are some common native perennials that you think fit into this garden they're planting at Chadwick Arboretum and Learning Gardens?
Well, there's quite a few, and I've actually been thinking about that since earlier in the hour. Starting off with some of the aster-like flowers. So your false sunflowers, of course, purple coneflower, coreopsis. There are many different coreopsis. And there are also some rudbeckias, and everyone knows the black-eyed Susan, but there's also some of the other, there's the brown-eyed Susan and the green-eyed Susan. There's also there's one called the gray sunflower, but it's also called the Mexican hat sunflower.
Oh, yeah.
Because the rays go down, the petals go down. So it's pretty fun. So there's that whole group. Oh, and the silphiums. Let's see. I don't even know what the sylph, like compass plant. And rosin weed. And don't be, you know, when the weed is in the term, don't worry about that. Mm-hmm. It's really not a weed, but rosin weed is a wonderful plant, along with ironweed, which is in bloom now, mm-hmm. and our asters, which are some of the last drinks of nectar for some of our pollinators and pollen.
Ironweed is just one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
And there are many different kinds.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Three species in my garden. I just put in a new one last year that has a very narrow leaf. It's gorgeous. Just love it. And I'm hoping it self-seeds because they're known to self-seed quite a bit. And that's something that you have to understand with plants. I often hear the term invasive use because something moves from where you planted it. Just like every organism on this earth, we have this biological imperative to make more of ourselves. And that's what ironweed is doing. So if you don't like it somewhere, take a look at what it looks like as a seedling and edit them out, kind of pick them out of your garden, leave them where you want them, and then pick the small ones out and just lay them down and then become in place composting. I don't know if you want more plants, but there's the rattlesnake master. Oh, wow. That is a great one.
What does that look like?
It's like a silvery gray, and it comes up, and it supposedly is good against rattlesnakes, but don't believe that part. Or tames rattlesnakes are good for anti-venom. But it comes up and it's very tall and skinny, and it makes these silvery balls where there's lots of little flowers in it, and the flowers are sort of a creamy yellow, and it's pollinated by all these little tiny insects. And I know, you know, sometimes we forget where we fall in love with the monarchs, and we fall in love with the dragonflies and damselflies, but there's all these little tiny bees and flies that are gorgeous if you take the time to sit there and watch them, which I have this year.
Had a it's little been that kind time. Of a year, hasn't it?
So, and I've come to appreciate the small, and this plant is in the parsley celery family, but it's tall and its leaves almost look yucca-like. They have spines on them, but they're really not that sharp, not like a yucca. And then there's the mint family, the anise hyssops, the I'm thinking of a bunch of non-natives too, but I do want to put in a plug for some of our non-natives, because please do not think of taking my basil away.
Yeah, right.
Non-native member of the mint family, which is pollinated, attracts a lot of pollinators and beneficial insects. So, and lavender, again, not native. So there is a place for non-natives in the garden, but what we do know is that our native fauna have evolved with our native flora. So there are certain pollinator procedures that have grown together over time. And there are some insects that some bees that only go to goldenrods, which I didn't mention with the daisy-like plants. And without goldenrods, those bees will cease to exist. So that is why natives are very important, and understanding the intersection of native plants and native fauna, insects, animals, etc. But I still have a place in my heart for non-natives that are not invasive.
Right. Big difference. A non-native doesn't imply invasive. Right. They're not correct. Mutually exclusive. I want to say thanks to some of our listeners right now who have taken the time to phone at 866-897-9678 or have gone online to WOSU.org to show support for 89.7 NPR News, and also vicariously showing support for the Chadwick Arboretum and Learning Gardens here at the OSU campus that are open to the public and free for anybody to listen to on 89.7 NPR News or look at and enjoy at the gardens. Susan Zelenka from Columbus, thank you so much for your support. Also, Michael Maynard of Blacklick, thanks to you. And Chris Baker from Columbus, thanks to all of you for showing support for 89.7 NPR News. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive. We're asking you to support public radio today at WOSU.org or by calling 866-897-9678. If you listen to All Sides every day, then you know this show is committed to producing in-depth, focused conversations on issues important to Columbus and Central Ohio. There's nothing more important to Columbus and Central Ohio than what's happening in it in nature, in my opinion. You hear from our weekly reporter roundtable every Monday morning. You hear important information on the coronavirus here in Ohio. You hear facts straight from experts like Deb Kanapke, so you can make important decisions for yourself, your family, and our community. This show did not go anywhere during the COVID-19 shutdown. We were live on the air bringing you vital information every day. Support this local talk show that you rely on with a gift today at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. We just heard and said thanks to Mary Maloney of Chadwick Arboretum. Still with me is Ohio's Garden Sage, Deborah Kanapke. We know you come to this show for news and information, but with how crazy 2020 has been, you also came to public radio for a break, and we can call this hour a nature break. Hearing about fall gardening is a great way to spend an hour, don't you think? I bet you do, because you're listening right now, and that's why we're asking for your support. Make a gift in support of the variety of programs you hear on 89.7 NPR News. They are pollinators of information. We pollinate facts. Programs that inform you about the news of the day and the programs that inspire you to get outside. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And I'm so excited about this opportunity, because when you make a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer, a pair of native perennial plants will be purchased by WOSU on behalf of your donation and planted by Chadwick Arboretum. Your plants will assist with restoring a pollinator habitat at the Arboretum. This is a great time to support 89.7 NPR News and help WOSU share the message of conservation. Again, that is $12.50 a month as a sustainer, or a one-time gift of $150 at WOSU.org, or call 866-897-9678. Deb, there was a plant that I sent you a message about, and when it finally bloomed, you yes. responded. I don't have my phone with me right now, but you told me what it was, and I said, is it native? And you said ish, I think.
And you want me to explain that, huh? Yeah,
and I went out to the park, and they're everywhere now. You know, I see, once they're in bloom, I see them. They're just absolutely mm-hmm. everywhere. And I'm wondering, just before you tell me what it is, if I dig that up and move it to someplace, that I like better for looks in the garden, is that going to matter, or is it really going to matter where the seeds drop?
I mean, you can move any perennial. There are times when you may fail, but that perennial is pretty tough. And
okay.
the perennial that you're talking about is, it's had a name change. It used to be Eupatorium rugosum chocolate, because of the color of the leaves,
yeah.
the beautiful maroon color. But now it is Ageratina altissima chocolate.
Okay.
Because somebody decided it needed to be in a different genus. Thank you very much.
Okay.
The common name is snake root. And
oh.
snake root has the dubious history of causing milk sickness, because when the cows ate it in forage, it has a compound in it that caused a wasting disease.
Wow.
In human beings, which is kind of interesting. So don't eat it.
Don't eat it.
Okay. Don't eat it. But it is a great pollinator plant. It does self-seed quite well. And again, recognize the seedlings and take them out. And for chocolate, most of the seedlings will come with those beautiful maroon leaves. But if they're green, just take those out and leave them lay in the garden, because you want the pretty leaves, right?
Yeah. Mine are the pretty maroon ones. They're
yeah.
so beautiful.
And
the flowers are very fuzzy and fluffy.
Mm-hmm. Fuzzy and white, and great platform mm-hmm. for insects. And the reason I said ish on native is
yeah.
that whenever we human beings choose a plant, we are kind of playing with what gets saved and what doesn't, instead of nature doing it. So we've chosen chocolate because of those beautiful leaves. Would that plant have spread as much if we didn't sell it in the garden center and everyone went, "Ooh, wow, those are great leaves," and then planted them out? So we have assisted in changing evolution's path, if you will. And there are two real quick things I'd like to say to respond to, you know, with, yes, you cover the news, all sides, and it's fantastic. I've been listening more lately. But I do want to say that if we don't support the earth, there won't be any news to make. Mm-hmm. So even though gardening may seem like it is a pastime and a hobby, it is a way to save our earth. So that's one. And the other thing, there's a favorite quote of mine, and it is, pick a flower on earth and you move the farthest star, which means everything you do affects everything else. So think about that. It's very similar to the quote by John Muir of that it's something like, when you pull one string, you find that everything is connected. And someone who has promoted the earth beautifully and natural places and saving them is Mary. So I just want to add to your congratulations on her tenure as executive director. Yeah. She's been a marvelous friend and a marvelous friend of the earth.
What a wonderful person. Mary Maloney, executive director of Chadwick Arboretum and Learning Gardens, is retiring after 27 years at the helm, and just has been a great friend of 89.7 NPR News and WOSU. I want to say thanks to a few other friends. I just lost the name there. William Barnes, I think, from Williamsport, Ohio, on behalf of Honey Run Farm, and also Adrian Miller from Tiffin, Ohio. We have about 13 minutes left in the hour, and I want to, Isaac Barnes, thanks. We want to get 15 more pledges before the end of the hour. We have just about 13 minutes left, 15 more pledges. I know we can do it. Give us a call. Remember, it's Fall Membership Drive on 89.7 NPR News. Support all sides with Ann Fisher with a gift today at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Every day we talk with newsmakers, lawmakers, and experts on this show. Deborah Kanapke and Mary Maloney are certainly plant, nature, and gardening experts. The news of the day is important, but taking breaks from the news with shows like this one, that is important too. And we're not really taking a break from the news because there's the pollinator issue is a huge bit of news that we've been talking about for years now. The thank you gift we're offering today and is an extension of all those conversations we've had over the years. When you make a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer, a pair of native perennial plants will be purchased by WOSU on your behalf of your donation and planted by Chadwick Arboretum. I'm really excited about this opportunity and hope you'll take advantage of it. Your native plants will assist with restoring a pollinator habitat that also serves as a monarch way station at the largest area of the Arboretum, Chadwick Arboretum, called Arboretum North. Mary Maloney talked about the restoration project earlier in the program. It's a huge undertaking in collaboration with OSU's Bee Lab. The gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150 will support 89.7 NPR News, and it'll help WOSU share the message of conservation. So this is a wonderful time to become a member. Call now before this hour is over at 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Thanks to Cheryl Massey of Columbus and also Ava Good from Columbus. That means we have 13 more to go in just about 11 minutes. I know we can do it. Give us a call at 866-897-9678. Just like Ava Good and Cheryl Massey, both of Columbus, just did. You can make this, if you plant a, well, I don't remember what you just said, Deb, but you said something about if you move a plant,
if you pick a flower on earth and you move the farthest star.
That's
by Paul Dirac, who is a physicist, and he actually was talking more about particles and everything else, but it does mean that what you do here affects everywhere else.
Talk about
somewhere.
Global and local.
Global and local.
Intergalactic and local. We do not ask you to go outside of your comfort zone ever when making a gift to public radio. We ask you to give what fits into your budget. If you love gardening shows on all sides, but $12.50 a month doesn't work for you, make a gift in another amount right now. Making that gift now while this show is on the air. show your support in that amount that works for your budget. But do it now before the end of the hour. We have 13 to go. That's what we're shooting for to make this a successful hour. 13 more pledges of support, because it's not just the money. It's your membership. It's your joining this club of 89.7 NPR News. It's a good feeling. And if you have $12.50 a month to spare, you can also show your support as a sustainer because when you make a gift of that amount as a sustainer, a pair of native perennial plants will be purchased by WOSU on your behalf of your donation and planted by Chadwick Arboretum. Thanks to Lisa Mutchler from Columbus. That means we have 12 more to go now and just about 9 minutes left. 12 more to go and 9 minutes left. Remember, we're locally run, locally programmed. 89.7 NPR News exists to make sure that everyone in Central Ohio and beyond has access to vital news and information. With locally focused programs like All Sides with Ann Fisher, 89.7 NPR News addresses issues that impact our community at local, regional, and national levels. It's valuable radio, but it relies on your donations to keep it on the air. Please give now at WOSU.org or by phone at 866-897-9678. Thanks to Sharon Rice of Columbus. That means we have 11 to go before the end of the hour. Lisa Mutchler and Sharon Rice, Eva Good from Columbus, thank you so much for your support of 89.7 NPR News and helping us help Chadwick Arboretum and Lurding Gardens. That's a green reserve of over 60 acres. It's right here on the main campus of Ohio State University. Thanks to David Schick of New York. That means we have 10 to go before the end of the hour. Just like 89.7 NPR News, Chadwick Arboretum and Lurding Gardens is open to everybody. You don't have to show your support financially to Chadwick Arboretum and Lurding Gardens in order to visit there. You don't have to show your support financially to listen to 89.7 NPR News. We're just here with the flip of a switch. But we need your help. If you can manage, please show your support for 89.7 NPR News right now so we can continue to bring the programming that you have come to rely on. Thanks to Steve Hermanhausen of Columbus. That means we have 9 to go before the end of the hour. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Deb Kanapke, aren't you excited about this thank you gift we have today? I love the idea of it.
I am excited. It's different. And I'm glad that you were thinking outside the box. I do want to insert one thing. Do you want to hear my weather prediction for the winter?
Oh, yes. No.
I know. We're here to promote WOSU and Chadwick Arboretum, and that's great. But I promised on Facebook that I would put my winter prediction out there.
Okay. So you go for it. And I hope it's something we do want to hear.
I don't know.
Okay. What do you think?
Well, the past couple years we've had El Niños, and this year we have a La Niña. And a La Niña causes the water in the Eastern Pacific to be colder than usual. And what that means to us in the Ohio Valley, which we're kind of lumped into, is that we probably we'll have a wetter, either in rain or snow, a wetter winter, but probably a colder winter. So if you're thinking you're going to get that zone 8 winter that you had last year and the zone 7 winter that you had the year before, think again. We're probably going to be a zone 6 and might even go into zone 5 as the polar vortexes come down from Canada. And if they may or may not reach us, they might get stopped by Lake Michigan. So we'll see.
I actually had a volunteer lettuce this year because it was so mild over the winter.
Yeah. Yeah. So just so you know, I wanted to get that in there. And that also mentioned, if you thought you were hot in July, you were, because 25 out of 31 days were 86 degrees and over.
Hello.
Yeah,
the new
normal
for now. Thank you, Deb Kanapke. Thanks to Francis Troyan from Columbus. What an upper. Thanks to Francis Troyan of Columbus for your support of 89.7 NPR News. You listen to 89.7 NPR News because you treasure a vibrant and open-minded community where people are engaged, where people work together to make Central Ohio a great place to live. You probably love the plant shows. I remember I asked a guy whose company I was talking about on Tech Tuesday one time. He happened to be waiting after the show to meet me. And I said, so what do you like about the show, Tech Tuesday? And he says, actually, I like the gardening shows. You know, here is a 20-something
Thank
guy,
you.
And he loves the gardening shows. He specifically said that. And that kind of opened up my mind and made me aware of how diverse the interests are of our listeners. They're not one, you know, one-note people. They're diverse. They like lots of different topics. And we try to bring that to you every day. That's why we're dedicated. This station is dedicated to a two-hour daily local show like All Sides. Francis Turayan from Columbus, thanks for taking the time to show your support. That means we have eight more to go and just about one, two, three, about 4.5 minutes to go. So make that call right now, 866-897-9678. We're here for Columbus, Powell, Grove City, Pickerington, and beyond. Stand behind the service you care about and rely on, because there is a difference between a station that just gets by and one that's the centerpiece of a vibrant civic community like ours. And that difference, it's not me. It's you and your donation. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And remember, when you make a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer, your thank you gift will include a pair of native perennial plants that will be purchased by WOSU on behalf of your donation and then planted by Chadwick Arboretum on the OSU campus. You can visit anytime. That's $12.50 a month as a sustainer. Then your native plants will assist with restoring a pollinator habitat in the Arboretum. We have eight to go and just about three more minutes. This area is called Arboretum North. It serves as a Monarch Way station, and the restoration project is a huge undertaking in collaboration with Ohio State's Bee Lab. Be a part of this project and help WOSU share the message of conservation. Make a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150 at WOSU.org or when you call 866-897-9678. Make that donation now, because guess what? You know Deb Kanapke will be back, and we'll have a whole hour to marinate in the art of plant life with you. So make that call right now. And in the meantime, Deb Kanapke, thanks again for all your support over the years of 89.7 NPR News. I really treasure our relationship with you. Thank you so much.
And thank you. I treasure it also.
Deb Kanapke, known as Ohio's Garden Sage, author, teacher, lecturer, and blogger. We'll have a link to her blog at our website at 89 or at WOSU.org/allsides. But right now I'm asking you to support this listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus online at WOSU.org. It's a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News. We are global. We are local. Show your support. Don't forget about our thank you gift at $12.50 a month as a sustainer. Two native perennial plants will be purchased by WOSU on behalf of your donation, and they will be planted at Chadwick Arboretum to help restore a pollinator habitat. Thank you, Glenn King from Columbus and Zoe Trapp of Powell. That means we have six to go and just about a minute and a half. Show your support for something that you've come to rely on as readily as you rely on the plants growing in the tree, growing in the meadows that you pass on the highway every day. We're here for you every day. Thanks to Glenn King and Zoe Trapp for their support. Now it's your turn. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Public radio, it's community radio. That's why 89.7 NPR News brings you a show like this one. All Sides works hard to bring you shows every day that capture the news, the politics, and cultural interests of our unique region. Thanks to Joe Dorian from Columbus. Five more to go before the end of the hour. Thanks to Joe and Glenn. Thank you for your support of 89.7 NPR News, because this powerful service helps you understand Central Ohio just a bit more with stories that impact your life, your work, and your family. But it's powered by you. Please join in with your radio station and your local talk show. Make 89.7 NPR News donation now. WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. Thank you so much for your support. Everybody who called in today, thanks as always for listening. We treasure your ears. We appreciate your attention. Thanks again. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.